Okay, the next bit is easy. You know what's coming up. You're going to form a journey of 52 stages. You know every time you deal a card, you can see a person. You got your journey sorted out, 52 stages, so now all you have to do is put the two together. However, let's start with just half a deck of cards, just 10 playing cards even. Now, don't run before you can walk. Start with half a deck, or even 10 playing cards. Use a journey of 10 stages and imagine bumping into 10 famous royal political people, whatever it is, doing what they do best. For example, here's a typical short journey for you. First stage of the journey is the front gate of my old school or college. So, I'm there standing at the front gate, and now I deal the first card. It's the Two of Clubs, Bing Crosby. And he's decorating a Christmas tree. Okay, got that? Now I go to the second stage of my journey, and I'm looking at playing fields on my right, because something's going to happen there. I deal the next card. It's the Nine of Clubs. Immediately, I think of Nick Faldo practicing his golf swing. Great. Leave him alone. Now I go to the third stage of my journey, and I'm in a corridor in my school. Okay, next card. Three of Spades. Well, that's Claudia Schiffer. She's striding up and down the corridor, giving the schoolboys a treat. Okay, next one, fourth stage. I'm in the chemistry lab. Okay, what do I see now? Four of Clubs. That's David Copperfield. He's flying around the lab. Go to the fifth stage. I'm in the library. Deal the next card, the fifth card, and it's the Nine of Diamonds. So who's that? Well, it's Neil Diamond. He's sitting on a rock singing. Love on the Rocks. Now, nobody in the library can concentrate or study. He's about to be thrown out. So you see what's happening. You just go on and on, attaching cards as people to the various locations along your journey. Okay, quick recap. Go back to the first stage. Outside the gate. Who's there? Decorating a tree. Bing Crosby. Two of Clubs. Second stage, to my right, I see Nick Faldo, Nine of Clubs. Go into the corridor. Who's that? Claudia Schiffer. Got to be the Three of Spades. Go to the fourth stage, into the chemistry lab. Four of Clubs has got to be David Copperfield, and so on. Fifth stage, Neil Diamond. Now, you notice that I'm not making a story. I'm just merely connecting each character to a stage along a journey. So I don't have to connect Bing Crosby to Nick Faldo. They're not even with earshot. It's just that they're connected to their background. I'm not making a story, but I am making a logical connection. I'm using reason. Now, it may be bizarre, Neil Diamond singing in the library, but it's possible. And what are the consequences of him playing? What are the chances of Claudia Schiffer really striding up and down the corridor of my old school? Highly unlikely. But what if? What are the consequences? Right, you're probably thinking, yeah, but I could never get down to 30 seconds. There's so much to do. Just remember, my very first deck took me 26 minutes and I made about 25 errors. And that's after I had associations for all the cards. Listen, you can easily get down to 5 minutes, or lower than that. Again, if you can do that, you're probably about one in a million. So to recap, learn the language, pull out the court cards to begin with, and who do the illustrations remind you of? Do any of the cards, like the Seven of Hearts, prompt or trigger a person? Use the Dominic system to translate cards into initials of famous people, or family, or a friend. Give each character an associated prop and action. So, Nick Faldo has got golf clubs. David Copperfield is always performing magic. Before you attempt to memorize, deal through the deck until you can recognize each card as a person, performing their unique action. Now, to memorize a deck of 52 cards, you need a mental journey of 52 stages or stops. Get to know the journey inside out. Remember, the journey preserves the order of the information you're about to absorb. Put it all together, shuffle the deck, and slowly deal out each card as you post them to stages that follow the sequence of your journey. animate the scenes, use colour, logic, exaggeration, humour, sex. Use all your senses. Use all your cortical skills. Remember the ideal conditions. Relax, slow down your brain waves. The mere act of mentally seeing these imagined scenes will encourage brainwave control and brainwave balance. Make sure you time your very first deck. It's a great feeling to have mastered your very first deck. It doesn't matter if it takes you an hour. You can rest assured the next time you'll dramatically cut down that time. In the space of 3 months, I went from 26 minutes and 25 errors to 70 seconds with no errors.